23rd of Kislev today, and before we get to the Shir of the Tanya, we'll read a little more from the Rishima of the Siddiqui Rebbe concerning the Sefer HaTanya. In Rishima Tess, the Siddiqui Rebbe writes that when my father, the Rebbe Rashab, began to teach me Tanya, he said to me, HaTanya is like the Chumash, and every Jew, the greatest of the Ga'inim, and the smallest of the small, learn Chumash. Each one understands according to his ability, according to his knowledge, and on the other hand, none of them understand anything at all, because even the greatest doesn't understand the full range of meaning of the Torah, and the greater one is, the more he realizes how much higher and how beyond reach the understanding of the Chumash is. In Rishima Yud, the Rebbe writes that in the year Tov Resh Tes Zayin, which is approximately 1866, there was, Lo'aleinu, a difficult time for Jews in Russia, the Gashmias, and even more so, Beruchnias, because the Maskilim were very powerful in those days and very active, and they were imposing on Jews. They were forcing them to study the books that they had written that weren't kosher, that the curses and so on. So at that time, the Tzemach Tzedek asked his son, the Rebbe Marash, whether he is Baki in Sefer HaTanya letter for letter, whether he had memorized the Tanya letter by letter. And the Rebbe Marash said yes, that he was. So Tzemach Tzedek, his father, asked him if he is as familiar with the Tanya as he is with the five Chumashim. Because the Rebbe Marash excelled in his Bekiyus, in his knowledge of Tanakh. And again, the Rebbe Marash said yes, that he is as familiar with the Tanya as he is with the Chumash. In the beginning of the year, Tov Resh Yud Zayin, the Tzemach Tzedek sent his son, the Marash, to Petersburg, concerning certain communal affairs. And before he left, he said to him as follows. In the year Tov Resh Gimel, when I was called to a conference of rabbis in Petersburg, I went first to the Tzion, to the Ohel, to the grave of my mother, the Rabbonis HaTzidkonis in Lozhna. And she told me that because of the Mesiras Nefesh that she had for Hasidim and for Hasidus, in that she replaced her father, the Alter Rebbe, famous story of the Mesiras Nefesh of the Rebbetzin. And because of that Mesiras Nefesh, she told the Marash, also to be in the chamber of the Baal Shem Tov in heaven, and there to plead for me and my success. And she asked the Baal Shem Tov to give her a segula for me, that she will enable me to stand up against all the opposition, the menagdim, to Teiras Achsidus. So the Baal Shem Tov said to her, your son is familiar with the five books of the Chumash, with Tehillim and with Tanya, by heart, letter for letter. And it says, Vayihi Chitas Alikim, that God placed a fear over the people of the land after Shimon and Levi had killed out all the adult males of the city of Shechem. And Yaakov was afraid that they would retaliate. So the Torah says that God placed the fear upon them that they did not retaliate. And the word chitas, which means fear, is Rosh Teves Chumash Tilim Tanya. And one who is familiar, letter for letter, with the Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, can break down all the Halomes Vestatim, all the unholy concealments and so on. Wherever you will be, the Tzemach Tzedek said to his son, the Marash, in the government institutions or visiting with government officials, you should say Chumash, a capital Tilim, a Parsha Chumash, a capital Tilim, and a Perek of Tanya. And what do you suppose the Rebbe Marash said to my father, the Rebbe Rashab? What do you suppose? It was a wonderful prescription. With the first three parshas of Chumash and three kapitla of Tillim and three prakim of Tanya, all the plans of the maskilim were destroyed. And Jews and Torah came out victorious. And the head of the maskilim, I believe his name was Ginsburg, had to flee the country. He had to flee Russia because of the shame and the fear that resulted when he was found guilty of overcharging the government for the books that he was printing and so on. And he came to America and settled in Cincinnati. So it was the Chitas that brought about the victory of Yiddishkeit over the assimilation. Then the Rebbe Rashab went on to say that in the course of the 50 years, from the year Tav Reshit Zayin until today, a Perek of Tanya not only can break the Halomis Vehestedim, the concealment of godliness, but it can also bring that which is concealed because it is high, not by unholiness. It can bring that to be revealed, Bezuchnius and even Begashmius. And he concluded with this statement, A Perek Tanya Bal Peh brings Shevva Brocha V'Hatzlocha. One Perek Tanya memorized by heart brings a flow of Brochas and Hatzlocha. Today's portion of the Tanya is the conclusion of the Alter Rebbe's introduction, Hakdamas HaMalakit, where he had explained how the pamphlets, the Tanya, will serve in place of Yechidus, and how every person can find the advice and the cure that they need for their spiritual ailments in the Tanya and not have to come for Yechidus. V'hine, achar shenispashtu hakontresim hanal bekerev kol anash hanal. Now that these pamphlets have been distributed, widely distributed, among Hasidim, v'hatokes rabbeis midei seferim shenim u'mishonim, copied by the hand of scribes, different and diverse copyists, and as mentioned earlier, that some of the copyists were the menagdim, and they purposely installed or wrote mistakes and heretical statements into the text in order to be able to condemn it. Hine al yedei ribui ha'atoki sheines robu kamei robu hatoyei seferim v'me'ed me'ed. Because of the numbers of copies, the mistakes, the textual mistakes have increased greatly. Ulezeis nodva rucham shal anoshim efrosim hanukuvim hanal me'eva ledaf l'treyach begufam u'me'edam. This is why the Alter Rebbe decided to print the Tanya, in order to prevent further mistakes, but he gives the credit to those men of noble spirit mentioned on the previous page, who were generously moved to make this effort, both physically, their body, personal effort, and financial effort, lahovias kontresim hanala besatfus, to bring these pamphlets, written pamphlets, to the print, menukim mikol sig v'tol sefer, cleansed, cleaned of all mistakes and of all errors, umugohim hetev, and carefully checked, edited. V'amino lepo'ala tova yasher chela. And I say to those of worthy deed, yasher koyach, their strength should be increased. V'li yes ki mikra moli dibra kosov. And since there is an explicit statement in the Torah, orur masi gvul re'ehu, cursed be he who encroaches on his fellow's border, on his fellow's business. V'orur Bei klola bei nidui chas v'shalom, and where the expression cursed is used, it includes or it implies also damnation and excommunication, God forbid. Alkein ki Yehuda ve'ed l'kro ko asina, and therefore I come only to reinforce the words of the pasuk, as the Gemara says, that the Gemara quotes a pasuk concerning a certain halacha, and then Reb Yehuda is quoted saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, Yehuda v'eid l'kra. Yehuda is an addition to the pasuk. When you already have a pasuk, why are you quoting a Yehuda? So the Alter Rebbe says, so I come as an insignificant addition to reinforce the words of the pasuk, lemash de gudah rabba, al kol hamatfisin, to invoke a strict prohibition on all printers, shelelahatfis kontreisim hanal le'al yedei atzman v'le'al yedei gira delahin, they should not print these pamphlets either themselves or through their agents, built these issues on the kuvim hanal without the permission of those named above. For a period of 5 years from the end, from the conclusion of this printing. And those who will abide and comply by this, it will be pleasant for them, and may they find and all be blessed with all good. These are the words of the compiler of the Likutei Amorim. In today's Hayem Yem, for the 23rd of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that from among the sichis of my grandfather, meaning the Rebbe Marash, from Elul of Tofresh Lamed Hei, we find the following statement. Gimel Yomim Kedem HaShabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, Hu Hachono LeShabbos, is already the preparation, it's already Erech Shabbos. Concerning Shabbos, Af Shabbos Zokter in Zehar, Diminem is Barchim Kulhu Yemen, that from Shabbos all the days are blessed. Kulhu Yemen is Kol Sheshes Yemei HaShavua. All the days means all the 6 days of the week. But of them, Hadereibishte Yigebim HaBrocha Klois, concerning the 6 days of the week, we have a general bracha, an overall bracha from the Eibishter, from God, that God will bless you, it says, in all that you do. And that's in the 6 days of the week, when we do the weekly work. And the bracha of Shabbos works both backwards and forwards. In other words, the days prior to the Shabbos are blessed from Shabbos, and the days after the Shabbos. The hachana to Shabbos is miyem dalet. The preparation for Shabbos is from the 4th day of the week, from Wednesday. On the onzog, and the announcement of this preparation, is the kleine luchun erananu versus gimel psukim. In the siddur, we find concerning the psalm for Wednesday, the shir for Wednesday, we find the psukim, luchun erananu, which is the beginning of the Friday night davening, we find the first 3 psukim in the day, in the psalm of the day on Wednesday. And that is the announcement of the coming of Shabbos, and that the preparation for Shabbos already begins.